I'm Hugh Wallace. I am head of digital media at National Museum Scotland. At National Museum Scotland, the role of digital media is really kind of looking at what we do online. We do a lot of work in terms of our own website. We've recently redeveloped that, doing a lot of work of kind of evaluating kind of what our audiences are looking for online from us, and moving into social spaces. 2010, we kind of launched our presence on Twitter and Facebook, and we've already got a fairly burgeoning community of people on Flickr, sharing photos and kind of engaging with us on a photographic level. In terms of volunteering at the National Museum, volunteering has kind of been a part of what happens there for a long time. We have volunteer tour guides, for instance, who are every day doing guided tours of different subject areas and of the museum itself in Edinburgh. We also kind of look at volunteer posts for things like our research, helping with audience profiling. And more recently, we've kind of looked at this online volunteering role, where as a digital media team, we've got a presence in Flickr that we're trying to kind of encourage people to get involved with. And it seemed like a very natural fit to go to the community who were wanting to work with the museum more, but also had an interest in photography specifically. So we've opened that up. We've advertised kind of using the social media channels that we're active on, to try and pull people in, and represent our museum or our museums across the various different sites that we operate. We specialise in different areas. The National Museum of Scotland is all about Scotland. The Museum of Flight, about flight obviously. We have a Museum of Rural Life, a Museum of Costume, and a War Museum contained within Edinburgh Castle. So a really diverse range of different subject areas and collections. So we're kind of looking at volunteers to kind of take each of those areas and kind of work with our Flickr pool, with our photography that's in those, to make sure things are tagged properly, to make sure we're kind of doing the right level of outreach to other people and joining up with other kind of specialist areas, and really keep a kind of focus on the material that's in the different Flickr groups that we operate.
What other areas do you think you might move into?
This is very much our first foray into online volunteering, and we really want to see where it goes for the people that are volunteering and for us, whether it can turn into something meaningful, and that really we sort of encourage user. I mean, because it's all about sort of encouraging participation in the content that we offer. So hopefully this is going to sort of take off and help spread the word and increase the quality of content on our social presences. I think it's something we very much look to do more of if we can find the sort of right opportunities. You know, my own view is that, you know, as a museum, we can cover a certain amount of area, and we're obviously looking to grow our profile in community spaces. Much better to be doing that with people that are already active in community spaces, and that's perhaps where the volunteer angle can really come in. We saw real, you know, take up of our initial ad via Twitter. We got a lot of website traffic. We got a lot of retweets of the initial link when it was posted. It was featured in the Edinburgh Volunteering Centre. It's been something that has kind of taken off much more than a lot of the other content. So there's clearly some sort of audience, whether they actually want to go so far as being online volunteers, there's clearly interest in this area. So again, that's something we would hope to kind of exploit and do more of as time goes on.
How can people find you online?
I can be found online on Twitter. My tag is Tumshi. I'm also a regular at the Edinburgh Coffee Morning, and I'm more than happy to be talked to there. We are at NTL Museum Scott on Twitter, which is quite a difficult one to say. But again, you know, we use that channel openly. We have a kind of, you know, fairly conversational approach to that, so more than happy to kind of receive people's thoughts via that channel too.